The next matter is Smith versus Sarpy County. Counsel, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court. My name is Sarah Gira, senior certified law clerk under the direct supervision of Nicole Spitzenberger, and we represent the appellant in this matter, and I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal. The appellants are appealing the summary judgment order issued by the district court. It is the appellant's position that the order is not supported by the facts and the evidence. The evidence in the record does not support the summary judgment for 3 reasons. First, there are several material issues of facts still present in this case. Second, the evidence shows that the appellees did not act in good faith reliance on the floodplain development plan or building permit. And finally, the evidence does not support the district court's final order because there is not a set of approved building plans in the record that were approved by the appellants. Now, the material facts that are still present in this case is that first, the appellees knew that they were required to have a floodplain development plan and a building permit in order to build in a regulated floodplain. The floodplain development plan was approved in July of 2011. Now, this plan required specific limitations of the appellees during the reconstruction. This plan stated that they could build up because they suggested they put in a second story as part of their plan, but they were specifically informed that they could not build out. They could not expand the perimeter of the pre-existing fire perimeter of the house.
Second story is acceptable as long as it doesn't...
As long as it doesn't need the foundation of the house out.
Right.
Correct, Your Honor. Yes.
So can this second story go beyond it even though the first story is on the foundation?
Are you, just to clarify...
If you have an overhang on the second floor?
As long as there's nothing encroaching the setbacks that are put into the zoning area, then they would be allowed that second story, which was approved by the committee. But as long as the foundation of the new construction did not encroach on the setbacks, then they would be perfectly permitted to do such.
Yeah.
It was also clearly stated in a letter given by Scott Bovic, and that is Exhibit 13, page 4, where he also outlined to the appellees, you are allowed to build that second story, you can build up, but do not encroach on the setbacks any further than what the prior pre-fire existing foundation was. You'll see also in Exhibit 5.
Well, what was the setback pre-fire? What encroachment was there pre-fire?
Well, there's the foundation of the original house, and so there were some pre-zoning issues in this case. So
but you've got an issue here whether it's all grandfathered anyway,
correct.
Don't you?
Which is why, in this case, they were allowed to build up and in that pre-existing
foundation. And you've got an issue, is this agricultural, which was the zoning, or is it residential?
That's not the issue here, Your Honor. The issue is that regardless of what it is zoned, they encroached on the setbacks of what they were grandfathered in. So they were grandfathered into what it was previously to the 2009 fire, but they expanded that during this reconstruction phase that they did after the fire had occurred.
When was the first time that the county discovered that they had gone outside of the original footprint?
That is also part of the material issue. Donna Lynam did a site visitation and noticed that there were issues. First, she noticed that there were no building plans in the building permit application, so she did a site visitation. And at that site visitation, she saw that there was clearly encroachment on the setbacks, and so then she notified the appellees, and there was a meeting on September 5th, they were notified.
But hadn't it been inspected prior to that time?
There's nothing in the record that suggests that it was inspected prior to Donna Lyman going to the site and making the findings that they had encroached on the setbacks.
This is a year, though, after the permit.
Not quite the stop order was after the permit had expired, and that would have been the year in August of 2013. She did the site visit September 5th, 2012.
Well, that's another issue, whether the
expiration... That would be another material issue, which is why we're here
is
today.
Valid or not, right?
That's very, very correct, Your Honor. Which brings me to our next point, is that the building permit is a completely separate application process, which means that they would have to have submitted building plans to be approved by the county. And there's nothing in the evidence that suggests that there are approved plans in the record.
Well, did the county issue a building permit?
There was a building permit given to the appellees, and that was admitted by the appellants. It was given in...
And is there a requirement for the building permit? Aren't there supposed to be plans submitted?
That is correct. And once Diana Lineman, she came late, and so she was hired after this was issued to the appellees. She noticed the error that there were no building plans, and that's when she made the site visitation, and that's when she noticed they had encroached on the...
Well, but the permit had already been issued.
The permit was issued, but it didn't have building plans, so she wanted them to come in and bring the building plans so they could fix it.
I understand that, but, I mean, aren't you supposed to have the plans before the permit is issued?
You are. Yes, you are.
And so if the permit is issued, why can't they rely upon the fact that they don't have a permit?
Well, they can't rely on the fact that there was a permit because they also violated the floodplain development plan, which they claimed to be the plan that they relied on. And so they had already violated that plan, so they can't use that to say that they're relying on it for the building permit. They had already violated the plan that they claimed that they relied on.
The trial court found there's detrimental reliance here. And he had a building permit, so he went ahead and built and spent $60,000 roughly. If he got a building permit, what else do you expect him to do?
Well, for the building permit, there's many things that are required, including the approved stamped building plans. Because this is a floodplain regulated area, there are many things that they need to do. And
That's all by the by. Once you got the building permit, you don't go behind that and say, well, this and this and this and this.
That's correct, Your Honor. And the detrimental reliance falls once the appellees were made aware that there is no building there is no building plan approved by the county. They were made aware of this several weeks after they were issued this incomplete building permit, and they were made aware, which means they can no longer rely on this building permit to continue.
What was the date that the building permit was issued?
August 10th of 2011.
And when were they notified that the permit should not have been issued?
September 5th, 2012.
So it's a year later.
I beg your pardon. The permit would have been August 10, 2012. I beg your pardon. And site visit was September 5th, 2012. And then the permit expired on its own merits on August 10, 2013. And they still continued to build after that.
That's because a Sarpy County official had told them that it wasn't going to be enforced.
Well, that is also something that is a matter in dispute because there's nothing in the evidence that states that that actually occurred. The only thing that was presented was the permit, the floodplain development plan, and the stop order.
I thought that Mr. Smith testified to that. I have an affidavit saying that that they have previously had experience and that they were told that they didn't have to comply with the 1-year requirement.
I'm not aware of Mr. Smith's affidavit. I know that there's affidavits on the appellants that contradict that statement, so that would be another matter of dispute, which is why the summary judgment would not have been appropriate in this matter, because these are things that need to be litigated out to determine the end result.
The permit was issued in August of 12, is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
So work commenced, and did Ms. Lineham show up on the scene in 2012 or 2013?
She showed up on the scene in 2012. Her affidavit is Exhibit 12 in the record.
So why did it take over a year then for her to issue a stop order?
And we realized it had taken a while, and there's nothing in the record that actually explains that, which would be another thing that needed to be litigated in order to understand. And I noticed that I'm in my rebuttal time, so I'd respectfully like to reserve that time at the rebuttal, if that's okay.
Can you step back? Counsel, whenever you're ready. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honors. Stephen Smith on behalf of the defendant. I am, in fact, one of the defendants. My wife, Shirley, is one. Our appellees, I should say. I'm sorry. We actually filed the suit after they hit us with the stop order. We did get the permit the first time, and the key issues to a detrimental reliance case, of course, is that a permit was issued, so we had reasonable reliance on that permit. We took the reasonable reliance and actually invested money, time, and materials in good faith based upon that permit.
Why did it take 2 to 3 years to issue the building permit?
We had been in discussion with them about a number of the issues related to the permit, and then when the Scott Bovic, as she quoted, got involved, he's the deputy county administrator. And at that time, they were between directors of their planning department. So they didn't have one at the time. Donna Lyman was not there. I went to him and said they must have an alternative means for approving this when this occurs, because they had gone through almost, I can't be exact, but I'm going to say at least four planning heads during that period of time that were applying for this permit. It was my feelings that we had worked it out. We had actually started elevating the building because we had agreed that to elevate the building at their request. The idea was to get it so that the first floor is a foot above base flood elevation. That's considered the 500-year flood by today's standards, but 100 at the time, I believe. At any rate, they were fully aware plans were submitted to Scott Bovic, and plans were submitted to the county, the planning department, prior to that. We had, over the course of years, applied to get this permit, and they had actually had several plans, and at the time of the start of the lawsuit, they lost them all. They said to Judge Sestera, we don't have any plans that he's ever submitted. And Scott Bovic, what he did with the plans that I gave him, I don't know, but I suspect that they're in his office somewhere.
When you commenced construction, was the construction consistent with the plans that you had submitted?
Absolutely.
And that you understood were approved?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
And that the plans that you had submitted and understood that you that had been approved by Sarpy County?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We actually had called out inspectors, George Kennedy and Shane Baker, that they came and inspected the foundation work, because you have to have that approved before you continue building. So we had them come out. They actually signed off on the deal and then said, make sure you call us before you close up the wall so they can inspect the mechanical. That was the last input we had from them until Donna Lyman showed up, went ballistic, and then hit us with the stop order 2 days later.
Had you had any interaction with her starting in 2012 when she was hired initially? Did she come out and take a look in 2012, or was there any other inspection at that time?
She did come out, and I had never seen her, but according to her, she had been there. It was after the permit was issued. She was hired after the permit was issued. I went to her office and discussed all the things and even discussed the plans as they were. And she wasn't sure what she was going to do, and that she let me know within a few weeks. So we waited weeks, and in fact longer than weeks, a month, and still no comeback from her related to anything. And at that point, we proceeded with construction.
And you were still proceeding with the plans that you had submitted and had been approved?
Yes, Your Honor. And it showed the overhang of the building. And in fact, there's three pillars on the north side and four on the east side toward the river. And we showed those in the plans and discussed those with Bovic anybody that would listen, pretty much, over there.
Are the pillars within the setback requirements?
The setback requirements are based upon agricultural, and that's a 50-foot setback required by law for agricultural zoning. It's 12 feet for residential. In 1972, the state came in, and there was a bar there, which we actually currently own. And there was a bar that was located where they put the highway, the new bridge for Highway 50 crossing the Platte River. And so they moved the bar off of that site by eminent domain, and then they built these three houses. The fourth house that's there was there prior to that. And they built these three houses, the state did, as part of the compensation for moving that bar. And that was prior, that was in 72.
When you're talking about moving a bar, you're talking about it sells alcoholic beverages versus a sandbar.
Right, it's a restaurant bar, right, exactly right.
Were you the owner of the property at that time?
When they built the bridge?
Right.
No, we bought the property in 2002 we bought the bar. We own the house next to it since 1996. And then we bought the house that's under discussion here because we mostly needed more parking for the bar, and we bought that in 2004. But going on with the zoning requirements, This was always residential property from the, since zoning became in effect in 1959 in Sarpy County. And so to treat it as if it was agricultural property is ridiculous, because there's no building on any of those properties that's greater than 50 feet away from a property line.
Well, that issue hasn't been tried, has it?
Pardon me?
That issue hasn't been tried, has it? The issue that's before us is your reliance upon the fact that you had gotten the permit.
The judge also ruled, though, when they went back for a request, when it was turned back for on the appeal, the judge actually made a ruling that the setback requirement was grandfathered.
Right. The
judge has made that.
So the fact that it's agriculture doesn't matter, does it?
Well, the fact that it matters up to the point if it were farmland, but it's always been residential, and so consequently, that was one of the discussions we've had with them ever since we filed for a permit in the first place. You know,
when you started the project and you put down your foundation, did the foundation exceed the footprint of the prior structure?
The foundation does exceed the footprint of the fire of the former structure.
And that was the way it showed in your plans?
It was showed in the plans exactly that way.
So why would they have sent you the letter saying that everything is okay as long as you don't exceed the footprint of the prior building?
The discussion was about that in the beginning, and I felt that there was a change of their heart related to the setback requirements and the NRT.
Anything in writing that says that?
Pardon?
Do you have anything in writing that says that?
The only thing I have is that they asked for an opinion letter from the NRD, and the NRD wrote or granted us permits that they have no objection. That was in writing, that they have no objection to the plans as they were. And the NRD had a copy of those plans as well.
But if we have something from the county saying that you were not to exceed the footprint of the prior structure, and by your testimony presented during the motion for summary judgment, you showed that your project exceeded the footprint, then why is that not a material issue of fact that has to be resolved as to whether or not you had permission to exceed the footprint before you could get judgment?
Respectfully, Your Honor, it was resolved in that when they granted the permit showing clearly the changes, then that was by their own effort an admission that was no longer a problem. You know, I
also, once they inspected the foundation, did they waive any objection they have after they inspected and allow it to proceed?
Their feelings were that it conforms with what the plans were that were submitted, and that they had no problems, and that the foundation work was approved.
Your position, as I understand it, is that by issuing the permit, they waived, backed off any objections or problems they had prior to that.
Once the letter from the NRD came in saying that they approved the plans as they were, and once the county approved the permit,
the NRD, what they're approving isn't the same as what the county's approving.
No, but the county points a finger to the NRD every time they get in a discussion about any of these things related down by the river, of course, and they certainly in some of their correspondence with us relied on what the NRD was saying, but at any rate, they did approve it. I do want to address the one other issue here before I get cut off.
I'm sorry, you're out of time, Mr. Smith.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'll say is that bad faith wasn't brought up until the appeal. And there's no bad faith, is all I can say. But after that, I can't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How much time does the appellant have left? Counsel, whenever you're ready. I do want to talk to you about the fact that apparently the foundation exceeded the footprint of the original building, and yet when the inspectors inspected it, there were no problems with that and they were allowed to proceed.
The appellants do not concede to that grounds. The NRD only approved of a crawl space limiting it to 4 feet, and you'll see that on Exhibit 13, page 9. And you'll
We're not talking the crawl space.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that there were representatives from the county that came out to inspect the foundation, and they approved it.
There's nothing in the record that states that anybody came to the building, came to the residence and approved. There's nothing in the record, there's nothing in evidence that specifically states that the county approved of them encroaching on the setbacks. You'll notice in Donna's affidavit, there's the plans, and in yellow, there's highlighted what they were allowed to do.
Well, and issuing a building permit would include the setback question, would it not?
That's correct, and that's why the building permit in this case is incomplete and a material issue of fact,
then
because there were no
it?
Plans approved.
Sorry. Then why'd you issue it?
It was issued incorrectly and incompletely.
So whose fault's that?
It would be a matter of both faults at this point.
Why would it be the home owner's problem?
The appellees would be, that's where good faith also comes into play, because they were made aware that it was incomplete and they were invited in by Donna to give her a building plan so that it could be completed and they could continue
on. It's their position that they gave the plans, and the plans were...
The plans were not approved, Your Honor. That's a material issue at fact.
How could the building permit be issued if the plans weren't approved?
Your Honor, it was simply issued incorrectly and incompletely, and it was attempted to be remedied at a later time, a few weeks later, and it was never remedied.
But now they've gone ahead and built the house and done all this, and then you say it's incorrect, let's go back to the start?
Well, there's no evidence of any money paid or any expenditures, and the appellants have denied all of those claims, so there would be another material issue that needs to be litigated in this case.
Well, there was an affidavit where he said he spent at least $60,000. Did you have any evidence to contradict that?
Well, there is the affidavit that he simply stated he spent $60,000, but there was no receipts or anything provided to the county. And we denied it. The county denied it, which means we should litigate it at trial. And the summary judgment motion was...
Well, if he says he spent $60,000, that's the fact, and you haven't rebutted it at all. So that's the fact to work with, is it not?
That would be a material issue that we respectfully request that this court overrule a summary motion so we can go to trial and litigate the good faith and everything out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Counsel are excused. Matter will be deemed submitted. I understand that, counsel, but under our rules, that's our option, and we asked you the questions of things that we're concerned about, and so we appreciated your answers and your ability to enlighten us more on the case. Matters deemed submitted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. For all of you, happy holiday, too.